It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Well, good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. And joining me in the studio today is a very eclectic group of people that we are looking forward to learning a little bit more about. Joining us is Scott Spector from Five Star Painting, Greg Welch from CVP Marketing and Production Group, Dave Borden from Property Manager Websites, and Serena Roth from Never the Rock Photography. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks.
We're going to start off the show today with Scott Spector from Five Star Painting. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Scott, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Sure. My name is Scott Spector. I live in Cumming. I've been here about 10 years. I have a degree in marketing, come out of the corporate world, and I started Five Star Painting actually in December of 2012. We've been up for 9 months. It's been quite a ride. We've completed over about 120 projects year to date. And it's just been a great learning experience. It's been a great great business as well. It does have its challenges, but we're a fully operating interior and exterior painting company. We do residential, and we've just gotten into some commercial. We've got some exciting projects coming up. We're doing a big project up in Gainesville, it's just an exciting time. Five Star Painting is somewhat new to Atlanta, but there's been other territories that started before me. There was one in Atlanta that started several years ago. Alpharetta was going, and we all have separate owners. We all have our separate crews that are dedicated to us, and that's it.
Yeah. And as a franchise, what made you choose Five Star Painting?
A bunch of things. They have great support without being too intrusive on me, so they bring a professional side to the business that I've never seen in a contract, in a contractor. So they have a call center that's actually in Utah that answers the phone on the fourth ring. They're in charge of getting me all my appointments. So I don't, a lot of times calls come in the evening or even on weekends, and they're there all the time and can book meetings for me. I love the quality of the management team at Five Star Painting. It was an established system. I've always dreamed of owning my own business, but starting it from nothing to something is quite a long ride. If you buy a franchise, you have a much better success rate. You have a brand name. There's a system you buy into. And if you follow the system, your likelihood of success is much higher. What else do I like about? I love painting. I love anything with homes and home improvement. I painted my own homes. I've done 3 homes myself that we've been honored enough to own. And I like the transactional side of painting as well. So there's a start and a finish. I used to manage big contracts that were like 75 years old between 2 very big companies, Coke and Nielsen. And, just making an impact is difficult in those very, very long relationships. So I like the fact that, winning a customer over, getting the business, wowing them with our service, and then leaving. So kind of ending is, I like that side of it. I thought that was neat, and we did that. We try to replicate that and do that many times a week.
Well, and people can go into the Home Depot and they get overwhelmed by the color wall. Mm-hmm. Why would somebody want to choose a professional painting company? What can you bring to the table to help out that homeowner or now the mm-hmm. commercial business?
Well, I have a good knowledge on the types of paint. So most people hire a professional because, one, we're in their home. So all of our appointments, so we're in the home. We get to see the condition of the walls, see their color scheme. And I have a base knowledge that can help me get them to a point of recommending a color or a type of paint. But when they are really stuck, I have a color consultant who I use, and she visits the home, looks at all the different decorations that they have, and then helps recommend something. We don't own the color decision because that's always, it's ultimately the customer's decision to own that. So, so we have a color consultant on staff who will come out in the evenings and she'll work with them and help pick a color. We also have really good knowledge of Sherwin-Williams, so we know when we can match or we can go through. I just dug through a guy's shed today finding the paint because it's been 7 years since he painted and we didn't know the color. I found the old paint can, went to Sherwin-Williams, matched it perfectly, and the guys were painting an hour later.
Very good. Well, now you mentioned color. Talk to us about what kind of colors are in. And you're, mm-hmm. you're in a very fashion-forward industry, actually, even though painting seems very handyman-ish in terms of I got to paint my wall. But color is very fashion. Talk to us about what colors are in.
It is. You know, it's funny. I first in our training, I was out in Utah, and the head marketing guys for Five Star Corporate, you know, said kind of bold statements. They said, we believe that changing color or color can actually change your life. And I sat there and I was like, okay, that's a little. But I've seen it where you can take a drab, dark room and brighten it up. And I've seen families, like after we painted, say, oh, now we got to get a new couch and now we want to change the floor. And it's really, it's exciting. It's a very rewarding part.
You're really helping the economy by painting.
I think so. I've told people many times, like, painting is like getting a nice lady's dress because it leads to shoes. It leads to, you know, you just end up changing a lot of things, curtains and stuff. So, but in terms of trends, no, definitely like light grays are in. Not pastel-y because that can get kind of too beachy. You got to watch that. But like sea salt's very popular. A lot of greens and soft blues and grays. Grays are very popular right now. We've painted a lot of gray, but there is still the typical tan and beige. Killam Beige is the number one seller at Sherwin-Williams, and we paint on that swatch. In fact, we're starting one next week on that swatch all the time. So
very good. We're listening to Scott Specker with Five Star Painting. Scott, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned earlier, you know paint, you know different types of paint. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the quality of paints that you use.
You know, it really matters. A lot of people don't think to ask that. And I some people are very passionate and they know paint. Sherwin-Williams has got a great brand name here and presence in Atlanta. In fact, it's the number two market for them in the U.S. Houston's number one, but Atlanta, there's 92 stores of Sherwin-Williams here. So I go into some homes and people are just, yeah, I know. They can name me five different brands within Sherwin-Williams for paint. So quickly, I went to a Sherwin-Williams University down in the city, and our rep, Andrew Sullivan, he taught us all the different types of paint. So first thing that matters is really the type of sheen that's on the wall. Is it flat? Is it an eggshell? You know, certainly on the trim, it's always semi-gloss. But the type of paint is very important, as well as the quality. A lot of builders use, nothing against builders, but they use very cheap paint, low cost. That paint will start to chalk, and it'll not look good after a couple of years. It scuffs up. You try to touch it up, and it just doesn't look good. So advantage of a professional paint company is we put a higher quality paint for a lower price. In fact, with a franchise, I get a really good price on paint that I just in turn give that to my customers. So you get really high quality paint. We like super paint. We like cashmere on the inside. We like harmonies and no odor paint, which is really great from Sherwin-Williams. And then on exteriors, there's great lifetime warranty paints. We like super paint on the outside, but Resilience is a great paint. It's made for homes that were built in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. It's got a really quick cure time. So when you get those frequent rains, you can paint almost an hour up until it rains and it won't run. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned something that kind of sparked me. I know a lot of people with allergies. You mentioned a no-odor paint.
It's unbelievable. It's a paint called Harmony. I painted on the first house because the customer, his wife was going in for chemotherapy in a week. And I guess when you go through that, your senses become quite alert, and she couldn't stand the smell of paint. So he said, you know, what are we going to do about this? He said, I have to get a hotel for her for like 2 weeks. I said, well, let's try this Harmony paint. I think you'll be able to have her stay there and you won't have to get a hotel as long. So we put in Harmony, and it actually didn't smell, to the point when I walked in to check up on the job, I was like, did you guys paint? Like, I couldn't even quite tell that it was there. So it not only absorbs odor that's in the home, but it is the most odorless paint that they have, and it's called Harmony.
Wow, that's...
It was really impressive. I didn't believe it until we painted a whole house with it.
Wow, that's fascinating. I would never have thought that. Paint's usually one of the things, oh, I got to leave the room. It's awful. Now, you also mentioned earlier when you first go into somebody's home, you're looking at the condition of the walls. So you're not just slapping a coat of paint up there. Do you do any kind of wall repairs when you go into a home? Talk to a little bit about that.
We do. So professional paint job always involves us filling in nail holes, sanding walls. We pull sand the walls too. A lot of paint companies don't do that. Because really the condition of the paint job is really based on the condition of the wall. So we need those walls to be very smooth. Nail holes, you know, nail pops, they call them, drive some customers really crazy. So we need to get those, and we pound them back in, sand them over, and then hit them with some spackle. Yeah, it's very important. We usually even sometimes sand between the first and second coat to make sure that they're really good. In fact, we're at a job this morning where there was some mold, and we can cut out drywall, place it back in. So there's not too much we can't handle on wall condition. I keep separate people when we have to like hang drywall and do mud and tape and stuff. So my paint crews are good at that, but they prefer to just paint.
So you've got some specialty people that are not, that are going to come in and actually do the job the way a professional, you would expect a professional to do. Next question I have to you kind of applies to here a lot of times. Well, I'm redoing my floors. Should I also get the paint done at the same time, or which order should I do that in if I'm trying to do a whole remodel? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I always paint first before floors and then floors, because floors are one way more expensive. And you also don't want to be looking at us paint while we're standing on your floor. Now, it has happened in reverse. In fact, we did a project like this, and what we did is all the floor was done. There was a kitchen remodel, and we were the last guys there, which is always a unique situation because there's always pressure on us to get done. They're tired of all the contractors, and they want us to be done. So we were the last ones there. So we rolled out paper and then put all that paper together with tape right up to the edge and completely covered the floor while we painted for the 2-3 days that we were there.
Right. And obviously you're not accustomed to spilling things on the floor, but that's always the concern that people have is just got new carpet, or I just got my floors redone, and now I'm going to have paint, worry about paint spilling on it. But of course,
knock on wood, we haven't had a major.
As a professional, one would hope that would not be the case, as it would be at my house if I used the Home Depot, there'd be paint everywhere.
Exactly. One of the tricks that I've seen that separates amateurs from professionals is that the professionals always take paint and put it in a separate bucket with a grate in it. They never use that thing that you put on the floor that you step in all the time and you roll it. Professionals don't do that. It's always in a separate bucket, so it can't get knocked over and stuff.
Okay. Now, short of the paint that you talked about earlier, where you could have a dry time, real short cure time, how long does it usually take for somebody if they're saying, I need the whole exterior of my house, say, for painting? How long would you expect them to, obviously depends on the size of the house, but typically how long do people need to anticipate for a painting project?
Usually shorter than they anticipate. They usually think it's the whole week, and usually it's 2 to 3 days, including pressure wash and caulk. It depends on the woodwork, too. That's the wood part of it usually is the part that will take it longer. We have to get special wood. We have to get PVC to go around the windows, or we find something. That's the only time I've seen them go kind of long.
Very good. Well, we've been listening to Scott Specker from 5-Star Painting. Scott, tell our listeners if they wanted to get a little more information about you, say phone number, website, how would they go about finding a little more information about you?
Yeah, a couple different ways. I've been blogging this experience, sort of leaving corporate America and starting my own business. So that's at speckersc.wordpress.com. Our main website, if you'd like to get an estimate, is at www.5starpainting.com/swanee-ga. I wish that was shorter, sorry. You can find me on Facebook, 5-Star Painting, at Swanee Sugar Hill. And just Google me. I have a bunch. We have over a dozen reviews on Google.
You want to talk about a special, I think you said?
Oh, yeah, and we have a special too. So anyone that listens to this podcast, if you call in to our number, I'll give you the number and get an estimate. We will give you – and give us a code. We will give you an upgrade to a lifetime warranty paint on the exterior. We'll do Resilience, which is a lifetime warranty. We'll give that to you for free. And then on the inside, we'll do Cashmere, which also has a lifetime warranty. We'll upgrade you for free. So use the code FSP Radio. FSP is for 5-Star Painting. FSP Radio. And call in to 770-983-6085. We service North Atlanta. So we have territories, really 5 territories. My main territory is really coming to Decula, and then Duluth up to Gainesville.
Very good. Again, Scott Specker for 5-Star Painting. Scott, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Greg Welch from CVP Marketing Production Group. Welcome, Greg.
Thanks, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Greg, start us off talking a little bit about what CVP Marketing and Production Group is and what all you do.
Okay, awesome. I think my wife's on the phone calling the paint guy right now.
yes.
No, anyway, CVP Marketing Group. We are a production group. We're video production. We started about 7 years ago just as kind of – I did video as a hobby. It was something I enjoyed doing on the side. I was an automotive mechanic for 15 years. Got kind of tired of grease under the fingernails, that kind of thing, and enjoyed video. Worked with a couple of production groups that looked at the stuff we did, and they said, you know, you could get a job doing this. It actually became easier for me to start my own business than to really go in and work for someone, because I didn't know what I was doing, so I couldn't do anything wrong, right? So we started, we worked on the Olympic anniversary video, the Atlanta Olympics when they came to Athens. We're actually out of Athens, Georgia. But the big thing is we enjoy capturing the emotion of, or just the idea. We do business video, we do wedding videography, we do internet video, we do TV commercials, we do sport documentaries. We worked with the University of Georgia. We did some stuff with the soccer team there. So it's kind of a wide range of stuff that we do. The big thing that really kind of worked for us is that right around when we started, YouTube came into existence. I was putting video on websites when YouTube came into being, and it was like, oh wow, look at this. People looked at YouTube as a place to put, you know, videos of their uncle falling off of the ladder while he's cleaning the gutters. I kind of looked at it as, you know what, this is an opportunity for marketing for businesses. You could go in and create an entire channel for your business on YouTube, and it not cost anything. So what we saw with internet video is that it really kind of leveled the playing field as far as marketing went for businesses, whether they were small businesses or large businesses. And that's kind of the model that we use, just going in and, you know, just trying to say, you know, how can we leverage this to help businesses get the word out about their business?
Yeah, I think that is actually a missed opportunity in a lot of social marketing out there for in the YouTube. Everybody's Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, but I think YouTube right now has been a missed market for a lot of professionals. So talk to us a little bit about, everybody has a camera phone and a video on their phone, but videoing professionally with your company on your camera phone is probably not the best idea. What do you bring to the table that can help?
It's very different. It is. And again, I had to learn all of these things as I went through the process. I didn't know anything about it. I just knew that I enjoyed it and capturing the image or the emotion of the moment. So I began to learn professional video equipment is not cheap. We have cameras that are $5,000, $6,000 cameras that you shoot with. But it has to do with the way the image is captured in the camera. Professional video equipment is 3-chip cameras. Even now today, they use DSLR cameras like Canon. You see the Canon 5D, 7D, those types of things. They're filming TV shows with these cameras now. And so, you know, we've invested in that type of equipment to give a high definition, high quality image, and not just the camera, but it's also the equipment that comes with it, tripods, things like that, glide cams. That's a big thing now, is a glide cam. If you see in a movie, you see the shot where it looks like the camera's just floating. It's not shaky, okay? Camera phone, if you start taking a video with your camera phone, you're going to get every bump, every shake of every movement that you do. Glide cam videography, it's smooth. It takes all of the movement out, so you do that. We have a 12-foot crane that we bring in when we want to get a really spectacular shot. Actually, we were filming for a garbage company, of all things, and the last shot of the video, we put the camera on this crane and we pulled back as the truck was driving away. And I look at it and the customer looked at it and he said, this is like a movie. And I said, yeah, it creates, you have so many more options when you invest in the equipment, you invest in the things that you need to capture the moment. Video is about the feeling it creates for the viewer. If you can capture the emotion of the moment, whether it's a business that wants to get their name out there and what that business represents, whether it's a wedding, we just rebranded our wedding branch of our company, Forever and Always Films. Capturing the emotion is what's important, and that's what you look for. As an editor in video, there's times when you're putting things together, there's like maybe a 2 or 3 second moment where the music, the video that you see on the screen, if you have any kind of voiceover, anything where it all clicks together. As an editor, from my perspective, when that happens, you sit back and you just you breathe a sigh. It's like, yeah, that's it. The viewer doesn't necessarily know that's what's happening, but they get an emotional response when they see that moment. That's what video is. It's about the passion. It's about the being able to know when that's happening when you have the camera and you're filming, and then being able to translate that out in the final production.
Very good. We're listening to Greg Welch from CVP Marketing and Production Group. Greg, talk to us a little bit about the types of things that businesses who maybe have never thought about putting video on YouTube, what kind of things would they video for their business to put on YouTube?
That's a good question. One of the things with video, what it does for the viewer, whether it's a potential customer or somebody like that, is it creates an opportunity for you to let them experience your business without actually stepping foot into it. You know, the with a video, when they see you, the owner, you're talking about your company, that type of thing, they feel like they've already talked to you. They can walk into your business now and be more comfortable. It kind of removes the reservations that they might have about doing business with you if they interact in a video on YouTube. You know, so from a business standpoint, obviously you would show the business, but we don't like necessarily scripting a video either, because you know, when something's scripted, it can feel that way. Again, this gets back to the feeling that the viewer has. It can feel scripted. So what we do is we sit down and we just talk. And I tell the people that we work with, you know, you and I are just going to have a conversation. This isn't about, I'm going to tell you to read these three pages. Let's talk. Tell me about your business. How did you start? What inspired you to get into business? Then we talk about the services and that types of things. But a lot of times it's way more personal. So, you know, as a business, if you're making a video, especially in today's social economy with Facebook and YouTube and everything, people aren't interested in being sold to. They're interested in getting to know you as a person. And so from a video perspective, if you can relate that, and in that show the business, show that you're real people, that you care about people, that, you know, you're passionate about the things that you do, it comes across very well. And one of the things about internet video that I really enjoyed, you know, TV commercials, you got 30 seconds. Okay. So that 30 seconds goes by real fast. Yep. And invariably, we would have clients that wanted to do a TV commercial, and they would send us two pages of what they wanted in the 30 seconds. Well, it's not going to happen. There's no way possible to work all that in unless you're the guy that speed reads the fine print, you know. With internet and with YouTube, now that 30-second window has become, when it first started, it was about a three-minute window. Now it's dropped down to about a minute and 30 to 40 seconds. Okay, so you have three times as much engagement opportunity through YouTube that you have with TV. And so that creates a better opportunity to tell your story, to tell people what you do, why you enjoy what you do, and what benefits they might have out of doing business with you.
And I think, I don't remember exactly where it was in the rankings, but I want to say YouTube was up in like the top five of search engines where people are searching. Number two in the search engine for people searching online.
We had a client, it's a funny story. We had a client that we did a video for, and we posted the video to YouTube, and that week, their video on YouTube hit higher in search engines than their website. Wow. And the thing is, the reason is YouTube, they have their own SEO. And so as a business, it's kind of like you're piggybacking on the work they're doing by putting your video there. As business owners, it's great to get your name in as many places as you can. You want it. And you want it showing up wherever you can. So if you have a video on YouTube, you have a Facebook page, you have all these things, now you're maximizing the opportunity for somebody to find you if they're searching for you, as opposed to just one website.
Okay. And briefly, you mentioned earlier about Forever and Always Films that you bring that. Talk to us briefly about what you do for the bride, capturing that moment, that memory for her.
Forever and Always Films, really, that's where we started. We started doing wedding videography back 7 years ago. The tagline for our Forever and Always Films is from once upon a time to happily ever after. because we believe that the wedding really is the fairy tale. This is what the bride has been dreaming of, you know, and hoping for. All of it's wrapped up in this day. And so we come in and we capture that, again, with high-definition cameras, everything, all the equipment that we have. We create a DVD for them. But really, this gets back to the emotion of the day. This is capturing things from the perspective that maybe the bride doesn't even get a chance to see. She's so busy with all these things, getting things worked out. She doesn't get an opportunity to see the flowers, you know, from the perspective we're going to capture with the wedding. So we try to capture that for them and really enjoy it. My wife and I do it together. It's like a date for us. And we just love it. We love being around people. We love the atmosphere.
Wedding crasher with a professional video camera.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Well, Greg Welch from CVP Marketing and Production. Greg, if somebody's listening, whether it's a bride or as we've been talking about with business moreover, how would they go about finding a little more information about you?
Okay, we have our wedding videography. You can go to foreverandalwaysfilms.com, and that's our wedding website, and you'll see some examples and a couple of testimonials on there. As far as CVP Marketing Group, you can go to cvpmarketinggroup.com. We spent more time updating Facebook and YouTube than we did our own, you know, our website, because that's where everybody was. So you can find us on Facebook at CVP Marketing Group, and then also on YouTube at CVP Marketing Group as well. So if you just search for those, we'll come up.
Very good, Greg. Thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Next guest on the Squawk Talk is Dave Borden from Property Manager Websites. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Kate.
Tell us a little bit about, it sounds like it's self-explanatory, but tell us a little bit about Property Manager Websites.
Yeah, we make it pretty tough for people to figure out what we do. you know, my background is in property management. I grew up in Colorado. I live in Alpharetta now, but my parents are both property managers, or they used to be. And I had a business called Rent Clicks that I sold to Prime Media, who's here in Norcross, and I went back to consult for them and met a new group of guys, and we started this project. And we are a web designer, a development firm, but we do it only for property management companies. And my experience with my family was that they have very little knowledge of anything technological, and the skills required to manage property and build a website are extremely different. So we kind of bridge the gap between a company that manages real estate and helping them explode their internet presence. And the main focus of our business is we turn their website into an asset. Mm-hmm. This goes across any industry. If you have a website and if it doesn't bring in new traffic that you can convert into new business and or increase the efficiencies on the website, then all it is a liability that costs you time and money to keep up. But if you can convert that website into an asset, then you have something special on your hands.
Well, you have an interesting niche that your website development is for property management companies. Most website companies out there are promoting websites for everybody and anybody who needs a website and says everybody needs a website. Brought you to just focus on property managers other than maybe just the background that you have?
Yeah. Obviously, unfortunately, it's a curse, but I think I only know how to do one thing in life. most people have other talents. I only have one, apparently. It is so important. And if you have any business working on your web presence, it's the return on your investment from the customers that you get from the web is generally so much better than a lot of other things that you can do. I encourage any business owner that has any interest in working on building a great website to work with somebody that's worked in your industry before. And for property managers specifically, that's all we do. I mean, we've got all of the big companies in town, Crown and Excalibur and PS Atlanta. They all trust us because we know what we're doing. And every single industry has its nuances and its little tricks about it that only the people that are involved in the industry know. And for our business in particular, it's extremely difficult to explain what you do. So if you're going to hire a web firm or any business that doesn't have any experience with your industry, especially the internet stuff, spending half your time explaining what you do in your business is not a good use of your time.
Right.
So when people hire us, we already know what they want. We generally know significantly better than they do what they need. So if you are going to build a website in any industry and you're going to a company that's never done it in your industry, be prepared to waste a lot of your money mm-hmm. while you're on the clock explaining to them what your industry is all about. And, you know, that's what comes with we've built over 300 sites. Every time we do it, we get better. So I think it's the singular most important decision you can make mm-hmm. when building a site is, does the company that's building it understand your industry or not?
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, in a little more detail, what you do for those property management companies. Do you just build them, here's a site, and there you go? Or what services do you bring to the table for them to help them through that website process, especially if they've never had a website for their firm or not anything more than just an informational website?
Again, it's all about being specialized, in our opinion. Like I said, we create an asset for our customers. And I've had the opportunity in the last few years to sell both of my parents' property management companies. And when they sell, a property management company is generally valued at about 1x its revenue, which really isn't that much, and it's not enough for anyone to retire on. So the only asset that another company is going to come in and buy are those accounts. So if you can create an asset that continually replaces all of the attrition and then some from their portfolio, then now you have another asset that you have to deal with. And you're going to get a lot more value from it while you own it, and you're also going to get a lot higher price tag when you sell it. So having an asset that you can add to your business is extremely important. What makes it an asset is it's got to get found. So we talk a lot about search stuff, and I'll give a plug out to Greg on video. Shooting video does every single thing you possibly need to do for search. You can optimize it in YouTube and link it back to your site. It increases the amount of time that people spend on your website, which Google and the NSA spy on all of us. So they know how long you're on the site. They know how many clicks you go through. They know exactly what's happening on the site. And the more time people spend on a site, the better chance you have of getting search. It also makes the human connection with the internet's a sterile place. If you have a video and your competitors don't, they're more likely to hire you just because you're a real person. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly about paying attention to detail. There's 100,000 different things you can do for search relevance. And the more you do right than your competitors, the better chance you have of outranking them. And then what happens once they get there is you have to convert them into business. You have to put forms on your site. You have to make yourself easy to contact. Once you get contacted, you have to get back to them immediately. Now you've got like 30, 40 seconds. If you can get right back to them, then they can't contact your competitors.
Right.
So it's all about just instilling the discipline that it requires to actually make that an asset. And if you Google Atlanta property management, we've got half the front page. You Google Denver property management, we've got half the front page. Our customers beat their competitors because we pay attention to detail in helping create an asset for them.
Okay. Well, you mentioned a couple of markets that you're in, Atlanta and Denver. What other markets are you reaching out to?
Well, we are nationwide, and obviously our sites perform well no matter where we build them because we put the same search discipline and the same conversion metrics into them as we do in any market. But we're nationwide. We can build a site anywhere.
Okay.
So,
and in terms of websites, are your companies, once you've built the website, are then they responsible for maintaining the content, or is that another service that you can provide?
We do provide that service. There's a couple different packages. We have a software package that they pay a monthly fee for, and we also have a concierge service package, which they can send us any changes, any edits, anything they need done, and we'll take care of it for them. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of people him and haw over whether to upgrade. It's an extra $100 a month for us. What will take a property manager 2 or 3 or 4 hours to do, I can promise you my guys can do in about 2 minutes or 30 seconds. So it's such a value. And back to another plug for Greg, and I promise you I just met Greg today. I'm not here to build his business. We've tried to get video going for years and years. It's just so hard to do. You got to hire a professional to do stuff, and it's the same with a website. The shooting and editing on the video side is so difficult, and that's why search engines love it, because anything that's hard to do is going to get a lot of value on the internet. So, we build a website for a property management company. We're going to do it way better than you can if that's what you do. Mm-hmm. I just recommend hiring professionals to do what you can't or what you're not good at.
Absolutely. We're listening to Dave Borden from Property Manager Websites. You mentioned something very important, I think, with your concierge service. $100 a month extra to make all your updates and maintain. You can't pay somebody a month to do that.
And that's right. I mean, we don't do additional development, so I don't want to confuse anyone there. We're not going to go build more stuff for you, but we'll maintain everything you have. It's basically like having an IT guy on staff. And like I said, we've done it so many times for just this specific industry that it takes us a very short period of time, and we can be scalable on that and give great service on that because we're just going to do it so much faster than the customer can.
Well, and the important thing about a website, of course, is having things updated quickly. And the more you have your content updated, the more often it's updated, the better it helps with your SEOs. Yes,
that is exactly right. And one of the tips that we give our customers is you got to have a blog somewhere, you got to have video somewhere. Any industry out there, if you have a blog, it's important that you summarize a little bit of it on the front page of your site. It doesn't have to be above the fold or anywhere where it's going to take away, but you want every time a search engine comes to your website, you want it to see something new there. So make a habit of putting a little snippet about your blog on the front page and then linking off to the full blog post on your actual blog. That'll help a lot with search.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you have a lot of the larger property management companies out there. What about someone that's just kind of up and coming? Is that a target for you as well? Is the smaller guys trying to become the larger Crowns and Excaliburs of the world?
Absolutely. And we have some packages for all types of property management companies and investors as well. And that's one of the most fulfilling things about what we do is we help people get more customers and we help them grow their business and put more money into their pockets. And we deal almost directly with the business owners. A lot of property management companies are entrepreneurs that run their own business. We go to trade shows. We talk directly to the decision maker. It's really nice to see them at a show and then the next year have them come back and tell us that they have 100 extra properties, which makes them $10,000 extra per month. And that's the most fulfilling thing for us. So yes, we can take, if you have 50 properties, we can help you get to 150. If you have 1,000, we can help you get to 2,000. It doesn't matter because it's all about the discipline within the industry.
Very good. Well, Dave, tell us a little bit about if somebody's listening to the show today, how would they go about finding a little more information about property manager websites?
Well, just go to propertymanagerwebsites.com or you can Google property management website, property manager websites. We practice what we preach. So if you do a search for what we do, you should be able to find us. If not, we're in trouble.
Thank you for being on the show today, Dave.
Thank you.
Our last guest today is Serena Roth from Never the Rock Photography. Welcome, Serena.
Thanks, Kate. I feel like I'm in very good company here. I'm honored.
I think so. Tell us a little bit about Never the Rock Photography.
Well, professional photography services, pretty much a wide range of different types of photography. I can probably sum it up by saying everything but weddings. In general, I do work with a lot of personal families, high school seniors, babies, even pets. But lately I've been doing a lot of magazine work, stuff for publications, and a lot of businesses. So getting the opportunity to deal with a lot of different industries, real estate being one of mm-hmm. them. So I'm in good company today and enjoying every bit of it.
And since we are kind of a business-to-business show, talk to us a little bit, expand a little bit about what you would do for businesses and why a business would need to hire a professional photographer.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hope that David would agree with me in saying that you should never underestimate the impact professional photography can have on your business. I think you can kind of look around at different companies today and determine which ones are using professional photographs to represent their business and which ones are using the camera phone. So it really can make a positive impact on your business to utilize professional photographs. And we can help by offering everything from portrait professional headshots for CEOs and employees, that sort of thing. We can highlight your products if you're a business that has services that they offer. We can portray, actually people out there cleaning carpets or whatever in business. And we can also offer more emotional things like showing professional images of office environments, that sort of thing, to kind of give a company a personal touch on their websites or Facebook pages or
brochures,
yeah. Right, and print collateral. And one of the things that we do also is that we can actually format the pictures for exactly what they are needed for. For instance, if you're going to use the pictures on a website, then we can can format them in that way. If you're going to use them for print advertising, then you're going to need different quality, high resolution, different color formats, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So we work with each company to determine exactly what their needs are, and we provide it all.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that you do work with kids and pets as well, and they say back in Hollywood, don't ever work with children and pets. Do you have any special techniques trying to capture that moment in photography with children and pets?
Yes, absolutely. I have to. There are a lot of businesses, actually, that are using dogs and things like that as icons, and so it's been a real joy for me to be able to develop that part of my photography skills and talents. And I guess the secrets would be, for working with children, just to be extremely patient, and sometimes I take a time out and let them cry or eat or even take a little nap if they need to. But the primary goal is to make sure that they are happy and that we have happy faces in our photographs. So we take the time that we need to make sure that we get what we need. Same thing pretty much working with pets, a little bit different. Most of the time when I first go in to meet a pet, they're very excited to see me, and so I usually get down on the floor with them and scratch their ears and let them lick on me and, you know, roll around on the floor with them for a while until the excitement starts to wear off. And once they're used to me being there and my smell and all of that stuff, then normally I try to go to an environment where they feel very calm and comfortable, and that makes them a lot easier to work with, and keeping them calm and relaxed, and then I get their true expression.
Very good. Well, now, after rolling around on the floor with the pets, you are actually very published and have earned some awards. Talk to us a little bit about what you have accomplished.
Well, wow. Good question. I am very, very blessed to have worked with some amazing companies and people. We've been recently featured in some magazines as far as doing feature work and covers, specifically Home Living in North Georgia Magazine. We've had a couple of features in Southern Distinction Magazine out of Athens, and just recently Points North Magazine. So I've had a wonderful time working in the magazine industry. I also work with several restaurants and Scott's on the Square. It's now Scott's Downtown in Gainesville and that sort of thing. So a lot of this work has been published. As far as awards go, I have won an award for photography, but I think the most exciting award for me is more of an award that I get through the community. For 2013, Never the Rot Photography was honored to win the Reader's Choice Award in Jackson County, and we also were voted second place in 2011 and 2012. So to me, that's a huge honor, just to be recognized for serving the community, because that's really where my heart is. That's sort of how all of this started, is wanting to be able to serve. And it's just been a privilege to be able to do that through this business.
Very good. We're listening to Serena Roth with Never the Rock Photography. Serena, I've seen some of your photographs. You do a lot of beautiful nature photography. You do a lot of corporate in terms of home photography, shooting shots along those lines. But tell us a little bit about the story of Never the Rock. You have a very interesting name for your photography. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Okay. Well, The name of the company actually was developed through scripture. I am a Christian, and when I first started to work in photography, the whole point of it was to reflect God's glory in His creation. And so I started off doing primarily nature photographs, and ended up creating a line of note cards, and then people started asking me to take pictures of their families and that sort of thing. So to me, it became a way that I could serve doing something that I absolutely loved. So when I started the business, I wanted to make sure that the company name reflected my attitude of servitude, and also that the Lord would get the glory for everything that I do. So in the Bible, I found Luke chapter 19, when Jesus is going through Jerusalem and everybody's singing loudly and praising loudly. One of the disciples asked him, "Should we make these people be quiet?" And he said, "If these were quiet, then the rocks would cry out in their place." So that statement right there really hit me to remind me that he is to get the glory for what we do. So the tagline for my company became, "May the rocks never cry out in my place," and hence the name of the company, Never the Rock Photography.
That's a fantastic story. I love to hear it every time I've heard it. So.
Thank you.
So you mentioned you have note cards and things. Can people actually purchase some of your photography work?
Oh, absolutely. We do have, I say we because my company is me and God. So it's always we. It's definitely a partnership. The artwork, framed artwork, can be found in several different galleries. The Birdhouse Studio and Gallery, the Brazelton Gallery, the Sati Nakuchi Gallery up in Helen, and there's one more. The Houston Heritage Art Center has an art gallery, so some of my framed art can be found there. And then I do have some products and some retail outlets. The UPS store across from Chateau Elan sells my note cards, and Adornair Hair Salon sells a lot of my products as well. So.
Very good. Well, and how far out would you go for a photography session for somebody if they were listening to you?
Well, let's see. Last month I went to Alaska.
So pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. I really don't have a limit on the radius. The hard part right now is just the time, mm-hmm. working everything in. But if I have it in my schedule, the time to travel, then I would certainly love to. But certainly all around the Atlanta area.
Fantastic. And Tarina, tell me, what is it that you really just love about what you do in photography? If you could just put a pinpoint on it, what is it that you absolutely love about what you do?
Oh, it has to be just serving. This has just been an awesome way for me to get to know people. I have met some fantastic people. And when I do a photo session, I really get in there and spend the time to find out what they want, what they need. I get to know their families. There have been so many real personal stories that have been shared with me, and I have made friends with every single one of my clients. I'm so thankful and so blessed. Every time I have a new job, I create a new friend, and this really helps me to be able to get to know them personally, find out what they need. But at the end of the day, I'm just thrilled that I've been able to provide a service for them that hopefully will be meaningful to them as well. But hopefully also that the Lord would get glory that I have provided what they needed.
Absolutely. Well, Serena, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I want to thank all of our guests. You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk. Oh, Serena, I cut you off. I'm sorry. Tell us how we can find a little more information about you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. You can go to my website, which is www.nevertherock.com. I'm also on Facebook, so you can type in Never the Rock Photography on Facebook. And I do have several galleries and things like that on there, so sometimes it's fun just to look through pictures. But all of my contact information is on the website and on Facebook as well.
Very good. Sorry about that, Serena.
It's okay.
Well, you've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to our guests, Serena Roth with Never the Rock Photography, David Borden from Property Manager Websites, Greg Welch from CVP Marketing and Production Group, and Scott Spector from Five Star Painting. That's a little tongue twister for me there, Scott. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk podcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.